He's half man, half woman.
It's Gary.
I want to hip you to the teeth.
It's Gary, baby.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America. It's Friday, a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day in the neighborhood. And here's what's happening in celebrity news, y'all. Baby Lil Wayne must have pulled a page out of Deion Sanders' book because he's saying some of the same thing that Deion happened to say. Now, it's being reported, y'all, that Lil Wayne and his beautiful European girlfriend, Miss Dia, are calling it quits. Now, Lil Wayne said, y'all, that he like his girl to be low-key, no photo shoots, no Twitter, no none of that caca. Well, honey, Lil Miss Dia said, well, I thought all you dumb black rich men like from your white women to pose and do saucy photo photo shoot for Men Magazine.
What you calling him, crack?
Gadolf Hitler.
Whatever. But anyway, child, honey, she decided she wanted to pose in a Men's Magazine and just plaster herself out. She said, well, Amber Rose did it with Kanye and Wiz and Kim did it, but Lil Wayne said he didn't want it. Now, why would he dump this girlfriend? He bought her this 10-carat diamond ring. Now he don't want her to pose in Men Magazine naked. What's the problem, Lil Wayne?
Because he just don't.
Yeah, but my thing is this, you said you wanted a beautiful European woman, so this is what a beautiful European woman gonna do. She gonna pose and splashed out in magazines, honey, and walk around, and you're supposed to like that.
I mean, if the brother wanted to be low-key and she decided to, like, you know, divert from the script, that's on her.
Well, he should give her a doggone prerequisite before he get with her. How
apparently
about
right, apparently he did.
Okay, Evan. A prerequisite, baby.
I need a syllabus for this class. You're going to have to tell me what this semester's going to entail. I know that's right.
Okay, niece, you better ask somebody. But anyway, y'all, we're going to follow Lil Quayne, y'all. Another celebrity news, baby Beyonce just spoke out, honey. She did an interview with Entertainment Tonight, y'all, and I didn't believe Beyonce said this, but she's only bringing more attention to her. She said, y'all, that she doesn't really know if Baby Blue Ivy like her music yet.
That baby's how many months?
She did not say that, Gary.
She said, go ahead, go pull it up. She did it on Entertainment Tonight. She said she don't know if Baby Blue Ivy like her music yet. Beyonce, stop saying those things. People are already saying the baby not yours. A baby should know its mom's sound. And how could you say Blue Ivy don't know your music yet? I'm sure she knows Single Ladies and
right.
All those.
Exactly. Like she walk around singing, put a ring on it.
Okay. But anyway, we going to follow Beyonce and her baby story. Y'all know my final story. I love a man like Usher, y'all. Now, they're saying, y'all, that Usher, honey, he said that he's feeling real good about his new direction and his career. I didn't know. Nobody said that, honey. Grace Miguel, his girlfriend, was his new manager. Did y'all know that?
Who?
His girlfriend, Grace Miguel, she's his new manager.
I didn't know that. I knew she was a publicist type chick.
Yeah,
I figured that they worked together. I didn't know that she was his manager, though.
Yeah, honey. He said he had to part ways with Randy Phillips. Honey, now, honey, Miss Miguel has stepped up to the top spot. So, congratulations. And you know what I like about Usher? He always put all the women that he get involved with, he gives them a position in his camp.
But it never ends up good.
I know, yeah, but I don't want to say that.
That's so messy.
But it doesn't. Maybe he shouldn't do. I mean, even the management with his mother, the stuff with Tamika being his stylist, his ex-wife, you know, maybe he should just go out. I don't know.
I think somebody in this studio is nasty because we sit up here and do this morning show and y'all keep the TV on National Geographic where y'all can see them naked African ladies walking around with them dusty breasts. Who's getting off on this?
That's what you be like.
Ricky, you like to see them doggone African women with those pancake
breasts.
The Kahlua today, y'all, is a great color. One of my favorite spring colors. My Kahlua today, y'all, is Nibble Here. On the high end, you say Nibble Here, and on the low end, say Beautiful Fuchsia. A great color for today.
Speaking of which, turn the National Geographic.
Talking about Nibble Here. Shut up.
All right.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.